his story with me. Brian is one of those guys whom I have always looked up to because he seems so in tune with God. One day, I found out that his house was full of homeless people whom he had found on the street and invited to live with him. Wow, how many of us would be willing to do that? But a few months later, I found out that Brian was scared the first time he invited a homeless guy to stay at his house. Here's what he told me. I recall the first night I invited a guy in off the street to live with me. He was what most people would call your typical homeless guy. He was socially awkward and just wanted to watch Full Metal Jacket a lot. I remember making us some hot ramen noodles that cold Sunday night in February, and we just watched the TV, and he told me about his political point of view. Then we headed off to bed, and I played off like I was fine, but I was scared out of my mind, terrified, in fact. I even pushed the chest of drawers in front of the door to keep him from coming in while I was sleeping. People joke about sleeping with one eye open. Well, that night I did. But you eventually grow to love instead of fear. Now, over a year later, I have two men who were homeless sleeping in the same room with me. God is good, and he works in love. I'm not saying that we should all go downtown and offer up our homes like Brian did. We need to be wise, and part of being wise means being careful. But at the same time, we need to remember that as it says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, perfect love drives out fear. We can't use our apprehension as an excuse to avoid people God cares about and loves. And that's why I took Calvin out to lunch. Dining with strangers. I was genuinely apprehensive about walking up to a random homeless guy and asking, "Do you want to go to lunch? My treat." Would he accept? Would he yell at me? Would he say yes but insist on eating at the most expensive restaurant in town? He accepted my offer. He didn't yell at me, and he was fine with an inexpensive meal. The day I put away my fear and ate lunch with Calvin turned out to be one of the best experiences of my life. The encounter challenged me and stretched me. He cussed a lot and started smoking weed at the end of my time with him, but he was also an all-around nice guy who needed a friend. That meal helped me remember that each person who's homeless is a person loved by God, a person who desires and needs connection with other people. And going to lunch with him gave me the courage and inspiration to go back to a grocery store on a cold winter evening and meet a guy named Abraham. Battling my conscience. It was freezing outside. The temperature was in the teens and snow covered the ground. I had just left the store and was headed home. As I sat at the stoplight, I noticed a guy with a cardboard sign huddled down in the median. The hood of his jacket was pulled up over his head, and he looked miserable. I felt something inside me say, "Stop."